Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Archibald Hunter says that forgiveness is surrendering my right to hurt you because you have hurt me. Not exactly, says Richard Smith, saying that it's too easy because we let the offender off the hook. Richard is a missionary and a counselor who has made a lifetime study of cultures and relationships, how people relate to each other. Richard and his wife Connie recognize that forgiveness is important, very important. But they are also convinced that a lot of people mouth empty words of forgiveness, glossing over acts of wrongdoing, at the very time they hold on to the bitterness that's in their heart. Forgiveness means releasing the other person from your judgment and trusting God to handle it, even to the point of extending mercy if that is his choice, so contends Richard Smith. Now, are both men saying the same thing, just using different words? Or is there a basic difference? I'm convinced personally that a lot of people make a stab at forgiveness but simply gloss over the severity of wrongdoing and the consequences of someone's sinful actions, actions that have been directed against them as a victim. Knowing that Jesus said we must forgive each other if he in turn forgives us, they say what they think they are supposed to say. We make statements like, "Well, after all, he's just human." Or, "Well, it was my fault just as much as it was yours." Sometimes we ignore the problem, which continues to fester and grow, and we say, "Well, we'll just not talk about this anymore, because every time we get into a discussion about it, we both get angry and say things we shouldn't say." After I spoke on the importance of forgiveness at a conference, a woman told me about the brutal murder of her son. The youth who had killed her only son was sent to prison. Yet her heart was filled with rage. After all, the victim was her only child, and he had tragically been denied a chance to grow up. Of course she was angry. Yes, she was also a Christian. Yes, she knew mentally she needed to forgive. She had the solution in her head, but she couldn't do it in her heart. The more she thought and prayed about it, the more she began to see the issue from God's perspective. She knew she couldn't just gloss over the murder. What had happened was terrible, not just to her son, but to her as well. Some way she began to realize vengeance was not her responsibility, it was God's. And that's when she began to understand God had to deal with the murder, and she believed God would do just that. "But the kid in prison doesn't know about God," she thought. Did she need to confront her son's murder? No. She chose instead to send him a Bible with a long letter explaining how she felt, also telling him that God, whose son cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," as he was being crucified, would also forgive him as well. "Don't do this," the warden at the prison urged her. "You're just wasting your time," he added. But she did. "And when I did that," she said, "the burden lifted, and only then I could forgive him." Richard is right. Forgiveness means releasing the other person from your judgment, putting the perpetrator of wrong in God's hands, allowing God to do whatever he chooses to do, whether it is to extend mercy or to exact the full measure of judgment, which is his right to do, not yours. I'm convinced it's more than just giving up my right to hurt you because you hurt me. That's what real forgiveness is, letting God handle it, leaving it to him. And believe me, anything less than that just won't do.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.